Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, Kirst.
Good Saturday to you, Amy.
Good Saturday to all our listeners as well. Or if you're in the United States of the USA, it might actually still be good Friday.
It may well be. Just depends on what time we release these episodes, doesn't it?
Oh, our life is so confusing at the moment. But one thing we know deep in our hearts is that we will be here every day of ISO. Unless something terrible happens and we are not able to. We will just keep turning up, people. We can't guarantee quality. We can guarantee appearance.
Yes, we can't guarantee timeliness, but we can guarantee appearance.
Yeah, but don't they say that like 90% of success is just turning up?
Yeah, so we're successful. We're
totally really successful. Yeah. I'm not sure if anyone else has ever actually said that or if I just made it up, but I think it makes sense.
We'll go with it today.
I am a very proud mama and wife today, Kirs. Can I tell you why?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Elijah. Happy birthday to you.
Yay, my beautiful baby turns 12 today. So happy birthday, Lygie. He is just a delight and he has become an avid juggler while we've been in ISO. So today's present was all about juggling. So he's got clubs and rings and rags and balls all for his birthday.
Ooh, well, happy 12th birthday, Elijah. I think it's funny that we're going to be celebrating all four children's birthdays while in ISO probably.
Yeah, and Cal's birthday is the same day as Jessie's, so that'll be an ISO. And my birthday will be an ISO too.
Yes, and Simon's. So I will be the only one celebrating 2020 with any semblance of normalcy, I think, this year.
Yes, and that seems only appropriate because you're probably the only one out of all eight of us that would die a little bit on the inside to not be able to have people celebrate her publicly.
Oh, no, I definitely have one. And maybe one and a half other people in my family who love, 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 love all the attention.
So can I tell you why I'm a super proud wife today as well?
Oh, yes, please do.
Because people, it happened. It happened this week. Amazing Cal, who we have been, I was going to say pressuring, should we say influencing, should we say like mind tripping to write us a song.
Nagging.
We wanted him to write us a kid's song about Don't Put It Down, Put It Away for probably 12 months. And it took ISO to give the time, space and the creativity for him to write it. So, people, it's here.
Woohoo!
So we're going to throw straight to that. And I just want to say, first of all, is that if you go onto our Facebook page or into our Facebook community, you will actually see that he's created a slideshow of his own original drawing. So he's a bit of a drawer. He quite likes doing that. And he's created a colour slideshow to go with it. So it's all original lyrics, music and artistry. Let's go to Don't Put It Down, Put It Away by the amazing Cal Ravel.
Toy that you always use, don't put it down, put it away. When you take off your socks and shoes, don't put them down, put them away. When your sports bag is blocking the door, don't put it down, put it away. This advice you don't want to ignore, don't put it down, put it away. Every day we all have to choose, but if we follow the rule to just put it away, you know you can never lose. When you finish playing with blocks, don't put them down, put them away. Or when you take your PJs off, don't put them down, put them away. All that craft, that glitter and glue, don't put it down, put it away. With so much stuff, what do you do? Don't put them down, put them away. This is how you'll get some peace of mind. It's when you put it away where it's meant to be. This happiness you'll find. So now you know this lesson today. Don't put it down, put it away.
Good was that, people?
I'm married to that man. Isn't he amazing?
He's amazing.
Yep.
He is very, very, very talented. So yes. Thank you very much, Cal Revell. We really appreciate you.
Cal, you're the best. And because we are women of our word, you can have a free copy of our book.
I think he actually paid for the original books, didn't he?
Yes, maybe. But that doesn't mean we can't gift it back to him.
No, it's what a lovely, thoughtful gift.
I know. So that just made my ISO experience all the richer for my beautiful hubby doing that. We have put the challenge out to our sound engineer, Jared, who's also a muso. I'm hoping that his version won't be a kid's version because it doesn't seem very Jared-ish, but hopefully it'll maybe be jazz or rock. Or we love these submissions. Keep them coming, people. You are making us very happy, ladies, and we're loving sending out copies of our book as a thank you.
Yes, it is definitely making a difference in our lives. If we were on Two Peas in a Podcast, that's what we'd be saying.
I knew you were going to say that. I know you too well. So today's episode, as well as celebrating Elijah and Cal's musicianship, is we want to talk to you about decluttering towels around your house. We think that's a great thing to do on this long weekend or whatever day you're listening to this episode. So decluttering towels is where it's at.
Yes, it is. And beach towels are really easy at this time of year to declutter because it's starting to get colder and we're not allowed to go to the beach. So it will be, you don't have to think too much about, oh, but I might use that again this summer. You probably will not use it again if it is on its way out. So we want to encourage you to get into your linen cupboard or wherever you store your towels and go through them all and get rid of any manky ones that have been loved and to death, literally. And you can, I think vets are still open at the moment, so you could potentially ring your local vet and donate old scungy towels to vets. How else can we decide what to do with towels, Amy?
I really like the idea of having kind of a set amount of towels that you keep. And I think that totally depends on how your household uses the beach and pools. So we don't have any swimmers in our house, as in none of them do swim squad or do swimming lessons anymore. And they do love the beach, but we don't go a lot to the beach, like maybe a dozen times a year. So for our family, our kids have one good, in fact, all of us, we have one good beach towel, which we bought a really, really nice beach towel for each of us for Christmas a couple of years ago. And we have one kind of going to the local pool, get chlorine on it kind of towel each. And that's all we have in terms of beach towels. So we have one not awesome one. They don't match. So one of us has like a Beady Boop one. One of us has some random beachy type one. And they're just the throw in the bags for the school swimming sports and things like that. But our beautiful ones from Bed Bath and Table, what are the supersized towels called?
Sheets, yes.
So we've got beach sheets, I think they're called, and ours all match. So the boys have two that match identically, and Cal and I have two that match identically, but they're like both stripes with the same color tones. That's just perfect. So that's all we have, but we don't have a pool and we don't live in Queensland. So.
And you live an hour away from the beach. So that's right. Not even like down the end of your street and you go regularly.
So we've got lots of clients with pools, live near the beach, live in Queensland where it's always pool weather. So there's different advice for you.
Yeah. So it is very dependent on, and like everything we say and do, every family is unique and every situation can be unique. So think about how often your towels get used and how often you need, you know, how long is your washing cycle as well, which is another thing that we always take into consideration when it comes to clothing and bedding. So if you wash every day and you have a pool, then you still probably don't need 20 towels per person because you are getting them washed and back in the cupboard relatively quickly. However, if you only do the washing once a week and you go use your pool or the beach every day, or the swim, you know, a local pool every day, and then you might need a few more than once or two. So yeah, just very dependent on your situation.
Yeah, I think also what I find often with clients that have pools is they have the spare towels. So if a kid comes over and they decide they're going to go in the pool, there's always kind of the guest towels. And my recommendation is that you keep, like, even if it's half a dozen of those, but keep them in a separate part of the linen cupboard to your everyday beach towels that you would use. I think that that is really helpful because then you kind of have a gut feel of how the towels are running through the cycle. So if the cupboard is always empty, maybe you do need a couple more. But if it's always full, maybe you need a couple less. And then I think just pick a number of the guest towels that you want to have, keep them aside. And I find what often happens too is that when people are getting rid of their beach towels, I'll often say to someone with a pool, hey, do you want some spare towels? And that might be a great time to kind of give it an upgrade, but not necessarily keep more in the space.
Mm. Now, what about everyday towels?
Oh, I'm a bit controversial with everyday towels.
Which it so amazes me that you have two. I was so surprised that you have more than one swimming towel.
Yes, it's only because I bought these really nice beach towels that we use. They were, I think, $160 each, and I bought them at half price. And I do not want my kids losing it at the swimming sports or taking it to the local pool and it just being gunkied up by chlorine. It's only for that reason that we have multiples. And when they go on school camp, they take their dodgy beach towel.
Okay.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
There's method to my madness.
Still unsurpassed.
When it comes to bath towels, Our family runs on two sets of bath linen per bathroom. So in our ensuite, we have two sets and they're both grey. So it doesn't matter if they're mixed and matched because everything just matches. And we just rotate those. Often what we do is when it's time to wash towels, we put them in the wash, put them on the line or put them through the dryer and put them straight back in the bathroom. So we're often not having to go through the rigmarole of going and getting new towels. Usually once you get out of the shower and you remember that there's no towels and someone does a nudie run to go and get the fresh towels. Yes, it happens in every house. Don't snide at me, people. But the second set of towels is if, you know, it rained and the towels are on the line or you need, someone needs a shower and you've only just put them in the wash. And then we have the same for the boys' bathroom. So they have two sets and they just rotate and that's it. We don't have more than two. What about you, my friend?
Yes, we have two sets for the kids and exactly the same principle as you. We have a few more sets for us only because we've still got ones from when we got married and they so when we got married it was before our minimalism journey, and also I think lots of people gave us towels for our wedding for some reason, whatever reason, it happens. And ours are still going strong. So we've got four or five sets of towels. And then we have one set of towels that I can't remember why we got them. I do know now. I got some when I was pregnant with the kids. I needed really, really soft towels because my body was super sensitive. And after giving birth as well, it was really sensitive. So we had some fresh, some really soft new towels that we got. And they have been put as spare towels for when guests come and stay. So they're still in amazing quality, but they're all bath towels rather than bath sheets. And I don't like bath towels. I only like bath sheets. So they're not coming into our bathroom ever. And then a question that we often get is, what about gastro or when people are sick? How many towels do you need for that, Amy?
We have
extras.
Yes, we have a container in our laundry that is called old towels, and in there we just keep the most recent old towels. Our house floods quite a lot. It's a really old place and the gutters don't work and the windows leak and all those things. So we pull those out probably every couple of weeks. We've never had anyone vomit in our house. We've never had anyone like wee on the floor or anything like that. I'm sure that would be what you'd use them for if you had vomity kids. But yeah, our spare towel box probably has, I don't even know, maybe four or five towels in there. And they just get pulled out, shoved under doors, blocked in at windows. We've got one in a window at the moment because it rained the other night and water came through.
I think we've got just over one. Maybe we do have two sets of beach towels each, but they get used for spew rags and spew. Well, like, you know, if anybody's sick or anybody's threatening to be sick, we just use our everyday towels, like the beach towels that don't get used very often, not the ones in the bathrooms, and I've got no problem with that because I just, if somebody spewed all over them, which we also haven't had that much happen like that in our house, I would just put them on a hot wash and wash them.
Yeah, exactly. That would be totally fine. I have an issue to address with you though, Miss Kirsty. The issue is we need to find out from people, are they bath sheet or bath towel people? Because I cannot stand bath sheets. There's so much material. I never know what to do with it.
Ah, okay, so let's have a poll today. Are you a sheet person or a towel person? I am a sheet. I love them. I cannot see how does a bath towel fit around most people?
But what are you putting it around yourself for?
To dry myself and to stay warm in a bathroom.
See, I don't ever wrap a towel around myself. No one in our family is a towel wrapper. We just dry ourselves. Like friction, dry, you know, rub. We just dry ourselves. And when you've got that much fabric, it's just like you, it's just annoying.
Oh, you're weird.
But you wrap yourself, do you?
Yeah.
And so you don't rub yourself dry?
I rub myself dry and then I wrap it around myself as well. And while I'm moving from shower to bathroom to getting dressed, because I'll often stay in my towel for minutes afterwards.
But aren't you then wrapping a semi-wet and damp towel around your body?
No, because it's a bath sheet and there's plenty of material.
So you strategically decide where you're going to dry so that it's not then in the wrap.
Often, this is getting way TMI, but I use the ends of the bath sheet to dry said body and hair, and then I wrap my, because there is so much material, and I wrap myself in it. I don't ever get, it's not so wet that it can't go around my body.
Yeah, this is really blowing my mind. I don't know that I've ever talked with anybody else about their showering habits. I mean, I know mine and I know my husband's, but...
I know. I'm also thinking this is a very weird conversation.
It is, but, you know, if podcasts are not for embracing weird conversations like this, what then, I ask, are they for?
Yes, I'm there. I'm here. I'm here. I'm,
yeah, okay.
I'm
present. So,
I'm happy to talk about my bath thing techniques.
Yeah, so you've got an ensuite. It's not like you're having to walk through your house and you're trying to be modest.
No.
So what is the point of wrapping yourself in a towel?
Because I get cold.
But aren't you just walking to put your clothes on?
No, because I don't get dressed straight away.
What are you doing? You exercise classes?
I'm doing my skin routine and brushing my hair and often putting my makeup, I don't wear a lot of makeup, so I'm not putting foundation or anything on, but I'm putting my mascara and my eyeliner on. I'll do all of that and then get dressed. And I take a long time to get dressed.
You're an old lady.
Yep.
I'm just putting it out there. I think you might have aged 20 years, in my opinion, in the last 20 minutes.
I am so curious to find out what other people do.
Yes, because my routine is get out of the shower, pick up a normal towel, dry myself, put on my, so often, okay, this is what I do that's possibly different to other people too, is I often take my bra and my undies into the bathroom and I'll often put those on and then I'll do like my moisturizer and then I'll do my hair, because often my hair takes a while to put product in, and then I'll wander out into my bedroom and find clothes to wear.
Yeah, I'll often do that too. So I don't think that's not so different to me.
Okay. So basically you're just the odd one.
What about, no, I'm really curious now, because I'm like, what is that, how you did it as your family of origin?
Like, possibly. My parents were basically nudists. Like, I feel like my parents.
By your parents.
Well, my parents did a lot of getting like showered and dried, then hanging the towel up and then just like wander around nude. So our family was quite okay with nudity, and I'm quite okay with nudity. I'm not putting undies and bra on in the bathroom so that my kids don't see me. I do not care less. They don't want to see it. That's on them.
Yes.
So I don't know. I don't know, Kirst.
I know. Because
I've tried the bath sheets. I must admit, I have tried. We bought a set just after we got married, and I was like, this is too much. This is way too much fabric for one small room of the house, and trying to negotiate it with your body, not going to happen.
Whereas I hate bath towels. I hate going, you know, when you go to somebody else's house and you're staying overnight or whatever, and I get given a bath towel, and I may or may not have forgotten, like, you know, I may have thought I gathered all my clothes to take into the bathroom, but I actually left my undies in the bedroom. So then I'm like, great, I can't actually get dressed now. And then I have to wrap a towel around me and it barely goes around me, and I'm worried about flashing to
the
people that I'm staying with.
No, that's the fun of it. There's nothing
comfortable.
No,
I am not comfortable flushing.
There is so much fun in trying to cover yourself in a towel. Like when the doorbell rings and you're getting out of the shower and you're like, oh, there's a delivery here and I do not want to go to the post office because there's always hours after they say it'll be there. And you have to do the quick run and you've got to decide which part of the body are you not covering with the towel. FYI, I always go the side, so it's like just the hip and a little bit of bum if I have to do an expose to the public.
I really think that this is too much. I'm now going to have nightmares about seeing you naked.
Hey, that's a dream, not a nightmare, dude.
For me, nightmare.
Well, I feel like we've really given you way more than you bargained for today. We've given you a song. We've given you happy birthday. We've given you... Cal's beautiful thing. We've talked about towels. We've talked about our shower routines.
I know. You thought it was going to be a good Saturday.
It's now a moderately average Saturday.
With our bathing habits.
I think it's time we just say goodbye and be grateful. Our gratefulness is that you've hung out this far with us.
Yes. Yes.
And we'll give you a proper grateful again tomorrow.
Well, no, let's do a proper grateful.
No, that's my grateful.
No, let's do a grateful today. I am grateful. I am grateful for bath sheets.
I am grateful for normal towels.
I am grateful I don't deliver something to you and get the flash of hip and bum.
I think that if you got the flash of hip and bum, that you would be grateful for that too. We better let people go. It's a long weekend and they're choosing to spend their last like 25 minutes with
sure
us.
I'm not.
Have an amazing good Saturday. We will see you all tomorrow.
Bye. I'm sorry for her. I'm really sorry. Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.